182.
Please sing him 182. Thank God guide us to be here and to observe the Holy Sabbath. Now we'll kneel down and pray one accord and ask God to bless us. Let's all kneel down and pray.
分享在主的恩典上长进。
Thank God in the morning we have shared to grow within the blessing of the Lord.
要在恩典上长进，就是在信心上要接受操练。
To grow within the grace, that means that we have to cultivate our faith.
让我们的信心呢达到老练的程度。
So we can our faith will reach a mature level.
越老练，我们这个恩典呢就会越丰盛。
The more the mature our faith is, the more grace we'll receive.
所以在我们行事为人上，我们都要凭着信心。
Because of that, everything that we do, we should rely upon our faith.
凭着信心，靠着神的恩典来过我们的生活。
Through the faith and rely on the grace, we will live our daily lives.
不是靠人自己的聪明智慧去面对这些事情。
Not rely based on our own intelligence to face everything that we are facing.
今天我们在主的恩典中，要懂得靠主的恩典来面对世上一切。 所面临的事情。
Today, within the grace of the Lord, we have to understand to rely on the grace of the Lord to face everything.
我们就会在一切的事上所面对的一切事上看见神的恩典。
Then everything that we do and we see, we will understand the grace of God.
所以说我们在基督里面的弟兄姐妹呢，再次行事为人，不再凭着自己的眼见，乃是要凭着我们的信心。
So, the brother and sister in Christ, everything that we do, we have to rely on our faith, not the things that we see.
所以保罗说，我们所夸口的是，再次行事为人，不靠人的聪明智慧，乃是靠神的恩典。
So, brother Paul said, within this world, we should not rely on our own intelligence, but we should rely on the faith.
那信心呢、啊？经过操练以后，有老练，然后就生出盼望来。
After we cultivate our faith, after it reaches some certain of mature level, then we can
老练之后啊，就会生出盼望。
Then we will have hope.
有了盼望，就欢欢喜喜，快快乐乐。
If we have hope, then we have this joy, and we will be happy.
因为知道神的恩典是丰丰富富的。
Because we know that the grace from God is abundant.
那么信心呢？怎么样在信心上追求长进？
So how can we pursue the maturity of our faith?
要在哪些事上追求长进？
What can we pursue in which matter?
这个是我们进一步要学习的。
This is something we should further pursue.
我们知道一定要靠着信心，不要靠着眼见。
We know that we should rely on our faith, not what we have seen.
那么怎么样靠着信心来追求长进。
How can we rely on our faith to pursue the growth?
也就是说，在哪一些事上来追求长进。
That means in which way we can pursue.
看彼得后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
在彼得前书的时候，他勉励我们要在这个恩典上啊站立得稳，站立得住。
In 1 Peter, he encourages that we have to stand firm.
因为魔鬼，我们的仇敌啊，他是要破坏这个恩典，破坏我们的信心。
Because our enemy, devil, he wants to destroy our faith.
彼得勉励我们要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
Peter encourages us to use our strong faith to defend ourselves.
就神就会是诸般的恩典，让我们得胜。
So God will give us all kinds of grace to help us to gain the victory.
所以信心坚固啊，恩典就坚固了。
So if we have a strong faith, then we will have a strong grace.
那到彼得后书呢，就进一步告诉我们，在信心上追求长进，就是要靠我们的殷勤啊。
And 2 Peter tells us that if we want to pursue more of our faith, then we should pursue diligently.
在信心上啊，殷勤追求长进。
We should pursue our growth godly.
我们看第一章的第四节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节说，神已经将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Verse 4, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruptions in the world caused by evil desires.
这里一节是告诉我们说，我们相信受洗重生之后，
It tells us that we believe after we baptized.
神又将宝贵极大的应许，就是宝贵的圣灵呢，赐给我们。
God will give this a great promise, which is a precious Holy Spirit to us.
啊，让我们跟神的性情啊有份。
So that we can have part with God.
所以我们才能在恩典上追求长进。
So we can pursue upon grace.
我们可以脱离从世上来情欲的那些败坏。
We can escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这个是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
对，说让我们恩上加恩。
So we can have grace upon grace.
然后呢，我们就要第五节说，正因为这个缘故，
Verse 5.
你们要分外的殷勤。
Verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add your faith goodness.
意思就是说，如果我们没有得到这个宝贵极大的应许呀，那你什么殷勤也没有用。
Which means that if we don't receive this great promise, there's nothing that we can do with this goodness.
世上也有一些人从古至今都有，很用心，也知道人要追求向上向好，但是呢，其实人是做不到的。
There are many people in this world, they understand that they want to pursue the goodness, but they cannot do it.
那越是有那一种追求向善的心的人，就越感受到说人实在是太软弱了。
The more they want to pursue, the more they understand how weak men are.
好像我们中国的孔夫子一样。
Just like the Confucius in China.
因为他是一个很好的老师
，because he's such a great teacher。
他一直教导我们人啊，要行爱。
He teaches us to practice love。
从君王到百姓，每个人应当啊，要向好爱善这方面来努力。
From the emperor to all the normal people, they should pursue goodness.
但是实际上啊，人是做不到的。
But in fact, men can do it by themselves.
虽然大家称孔夫子，因为他的教训很好，大家称他为一个是至圣先师，也就是一个很圣人的好老师。
Although every people praise about Confucius, because he had teach us such a good, wonderful words, but we call them the good teacher, almost as a saint.
但是孔夫子他说我不敢当。
But Confucius say, I do not deserve it.
实际上，我知道的善，我是行不出来的。
Because he said that the great goodness that I know, I cannot practice.
哎，我知道的恶，我也去不掉。
The evil that I know, I cannot get rid of it.
所以他为这个事情也是很忧愁的。
So he has, he is very worried about this.
这个就要显明说，像圣经里头保罗所感受到的是一样的。
This is the same thing that in the Bible, what Apostle Paul has the same kind of thoughts.
所以这里告诉我们，神已经啊将这个救恩来赐给我们。
So he tells us that, God has already given us His grace.
又将宝贵的圣灵赐给我们。
And He also given us the holy, precious Holy Spirit.
那就不一样。
But that is then is different.
我们靠着这个恩典就可以来追求这个向善行善。
Once we rely on this grace, then we can pursue this goodness.
已经可以达到我们的目标。
Then we can reach our goals.
不然的话，虽然有目标，也是达不成的。
Otherwise, even though we have the goal, we would not be able to reach it.
虽然靠的人一怎么努力，还是没有办法达成的。
By the power of man himself, he cannot reach this goal.
那现在我们得到神这种宝贵的应许之后啊，那我们就可以达成。
Now we have received this great, precious promise, then we can reach this goal.
就是凭着信心，靠着我们殷勤的努力，这样子。
Which is by the faith and how diligently pursuing, then we can reach this goal.
所以，要在信心上追求长进。
Then we should pursue this growth upon based on our faith.
就是靠我们的殷勤。
That would be our diligence.
懒惰的话就没有办法。
If we are lazy, then we cannot reach this goal.
所以保罗也说，殷勤不可以懒惰。
So Paul tells us we should be diligently, not lazy.
我们该做的事情，只要殷勤就可以做好。
What we need to do, if we do it diligently, then we can do it well.
只要我们有信心，我们就可以做好。
Once we have the faith, then we can do it well.
所以保罗说，我靠那加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
So Paul said, I rely on those who gave me strength, everything that I can do.
既然有能力去行了，那就要靠我们的殷勤把它做好。
If we have the ability to do so, we should also rely on our diligence.
所以第五节这里告诉我们。
So in verse 5,
正因为这个缘故。
For this very reason.
我们领受了这么大的恩典。
We have received such a precious grace.
那就要靠这个恩典呢，在信心上啊，来追求长进。
So we should base on this grace and we pursue upon the faith.
所以第五节告诉我们。
In verse 5, it tells us.
怎么样呢？分外殷勤来追求长进。
How can we make every effort to add to our faith goodness?
第一个说，有了信心，又要加上德性。
The first one is to add the goodness.
这个信心就是一个基础。
This faith is a foundation.
首先就要有信心这个基础。
We have to have this foundation as faith.
如果没有信心这个基础了，那其他就不用谈了。
Without this foundation, which is faith, then we don't have to talk further.
恩典是用信心领受的。
Because we have to receive this grace with our faith.
所以我们有对神的恩典有信心。
So we have to have this faith towards God's grace.
那借着这个信心呢，我们来追求长进。
Through this faith, we can pursue the growth.
那信心的接受恩典第一个表现出来的是什么？
And what is this faith that we receive the grace?
雅各书说你要有行为来证明你的信心。
In the book of James, it talks about we have to practice.
那用行为来证明我们的信心这个并不是说我们要靠自己做出怎么样的善行来证明我们的信心，不是这样的。
Through our behavior to show our faith is not that what kind of a behavior that we practice to show our faith.
需要用信心借着主耶稣的恩典显明出来说，这个就是我的信心，就让恩典显明我们的信心。
But through this faith, we can the grace actually shown itself.
所以这个行为是恩典，而不是人的好行为。
So this behavior is the grace, not a good deeds of a man.
所以说没有可夸的。
So we should not boast ourselves.
有些人会误会说，这个行为好像是我自己我所做出来的好行为。
Some people might have this misunderstanding that it is this good behavior, good deeds is something that I act out.
那这样来证明是我是有信心的人。
And to prove that I have a good faith.
如果是这样的话呢，那这个人就有可夸的。我比别人好这样子。
If so, this person he can boast himself because he can boast himself is better than others.
这样的观念的话就错误了。
If you have this kind of concept, it is wrong.
那个就不是信心的行为了。
That is not the good deed out of faith.
那是自己个人的那种意志的行为。
It is the good deed out of conscience.
就是一般人的那种修养比较好的那一种表现。
Which is the behavior coming from people who cultivate themselves very well.
所以在世界上呢就不一样了。
So it is different from this world.
世界上这个说这个人比较修养比较好，这个人没有修养，他们就分很多层次了。
So people in this world they divided these good deeds into different levels according to their cultivation.
所以从古至今你都这个人是君子，这个人是小人，就有差别了。
So we talked about this person actually is a gentleman and this is a bad person.
因为那些都是人靠自己做出来的。
Because their own behavior is according to their own deeds.
那今天在主耶稣基督里面，在恩典上是不是这样子的？
But today, upon the grace of Lord Jesus, that is another thing.
因为靠信心就是领受神的恩典。
Because through faith, we can receive the grace from God.
今天我的行为为什么变得这么好？
Why I have such a good behavior today?
就是有信心的表现。
It is because it is represent my faith.
那么信心的表现就是恩典的果效。
And the behavior is the effect of this grace.
那是因为神的恩典使我改变了。
Because of God's grace, I changed.
是因为神的恩典使我有这样的好的表现了。
Because of God's grace, I have such a good behavior.
不是我自己的。
Not coming from myself.
所以就没有可夸的。
So that I don't have something to boast.
这一点呢，一定要搞清楚。
You have to really distinguish this.
所以有好表现、有信心表现的人呢，他不会骄傲的。
So if it's such a person who has a good deed, he won't be proud of himself.
对那一些比较软弱的呢，他不会看不起他，而且他更知道说，哎呀。他是软弱的，我要帮助他。
And towards other weaker people, they will not look down upon them, but they thought to himself, "We have to help them."
这个就是在信心上恩典的长进。
This is the growth upon the grace.
如果像文士、法利赛人那一种就不一样了。
And it is different to those Pharisees or scholars.
他们遵守摩西的律法，守得非常完全。
They obey the law of Moses and they obey them completely.
他们认为自己是哇最好的。
And they thought to themselves, we're the best.
是看那个税吏，哎呀，这个是罪人，看那些罪人，很看不起。
And they look down to all those tax collectors, they're the sinners.
但是主耶稣就跟税吏、跟罪人一起吃饭。
But Lord Jesus eat with all those tax collectors, with all those sinners.
所以那些文士、法利赛人就在那里。批评了说，这个人怎么跟罪人一起吃饭？那算什么？
So the Pharisees and the scholars was judging Lord Jesus why he eat with all those sinners and tax collectors.
所以文士法利赛人就用自己去遵循律法，表现出说啊，他们是比别人更好这样。
So all those Pharisees and the scholars, because of they obey the law of Moses, so they thought they're the great. The
其实呢，这一些只是做给人看表面的，神却知道他们的心。
But as a matter of fact, this is everything is something that people can see from outside, but God will look into their hearts.
所以主耶稣说，其实呢，你们像一个粉饰的坟墓，外面装得很漂亮，里面其实啊。都是那些死人的骨头。
So God told them, "You're just like a beautiful tomb. Outside is very beautiful and pretty, but inside is all rotten."
所以靠人这种表现是不可能在神的面前呢蒙神称义的，是不可能的。
So through this kind of behavior in the eyes of God, it cannot please God.
所以今天呢，在主耶稣基督里面，我们不是这样子的。
So it is totally different within the Lord of Jesus.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
We knew that we all sinners.
我们没有办法行善。
We cannot act good deeds.
今天是因为主耶稣基督的恩典在我们身上。
It is because of the grace of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们脱离了这些罪恶败坏的这个行为。
So we can escape all those corruptions.
我们今天又得到宝贵圣灵的应许。
Today we also receive the precious Holy Spirit.
圣灵给我们上头的能力。帮助我们将神的恩典呢表现出来。
Holy Spirit give us the strength and the power coming from above, so we can perform.
这些荣耀是归于神的，这个是神的恩典。
All those glory belong to God. This is the grace of God.
所以有了信心的时候，就加上德性，就有这种好的表现出来了。
So when we have the faith and we have this deed, then we have good behaviors.
这个并不是说要求你一定要去做好，不是这种要求。
It is not a requirement ask you to do some good behavior.
而是说你要在信心上表现出神的恩典来。
But rather you should act out your faith through this behavior.
当你在某一件事上有信心的时候，在那个事上就会表现出这样的恩典来。
If you have this faith upon something, then you will practice it.
这个就是信心加上了德性。
This is the faith, and also the deeds.
有行为上的这种恩典来证明我们的信心。
through this grace out of our behavior than to prove our faith.
啊，这第五节这里告诉我们。
In verse 5.
正因为这个缘故，我们要分外殷勤，就特别殷勤，在这个事上特别殷勤。
So for this very reason, make every effort.
所以有了德性之后呢，还再进一步再追求。
After we have this goodness, we should pursue more.
追求什么呢？追求知识。
And then we should pursue knowledge after the goodness.
那我们知道更多。
Then we can know more.
我们这个信心呢，在某一些事上已经表现出来了。
Then because we have already shown our faith within some of our behavior.
我们从信主的开始。
We begin with a belief in the Lord.
我们一定是从第一件事情去学习的。
The first thing that we can learn.
哎呀，我在这件事个事上，我知道，哎呀，我这个人是软弱的，我要靠主耶稣，我要祷告，求主帮助我。啊，结果你得到了，哎，真的得到恩典了，就有表现了。
I know that we know that we are weak in this world, so we pursue after God, and then we can receive the grace from God.
那很多人说，哎呀，这件事情可以靠主，可以得到恩典。
And some people say that within these things, we can receive the grace of God.
但是碰到另外一件事情呢，他就不晓得怎么靠主了。
But some other things, we don't know how to rely on God.
所以他就得不到恩典。
So they cannot receive the grace.
这个就是缺乏知识了。
And that is the it is because of a lack of knowledge.
说了听了道理之后呢，哎，知道了。
But after listen to the sermon, we understand.
哎，这些事情也是可以靠主的恩典，借着祷告的主耶稣的帮助。
Because the other things we also can receive the help of Lord Jesus through prayer.
好像以前有一些青年。
Just like there are youth before.
以前的青年很保守。
They were very conservative.
他们在婚姻上啊很保守。
They are very conservative within their marriage.
青年也是不好意思讲话。
All this youth, they don't talk to each other.
那在婚姻上啊，他们虽然心里有想，他们不敢说。
And within marriage, they worry, but they cannot tell.
我告诉他们。
So I told them.
你心里有喜欢的人吗？
Do you have someone in your mind?
你要跟主耶稣讲啊。
You should tell to Jesus.
他也是笑，可以吗？
So he was wondering, can I do that?
好像跟主耶稣讲这个事情，不好意思吗？
It is a little bit embarrassed to tell Lord Jesus about this.
我说没有不好意思。
I said no.
应该讲。
You should tell him.
这个更重要，更要讲。
This is more important than you have to tell him.
要有信心。
You have to have faith.
跟主耶稣讲就是信心呢。
You if you tell to Lord Jesus, then means you have faith.
那不好意思讲的话，那就要靠自己咯。
If you feel embarrassed, then you have to rely on yourself.
所以常常在感情上啊，哇，发生很多困扰。
So there are a lot of trouble within their relationship.
那个时候我告诉他们。
And back then I told them.
在这个上面更要有信心。
Just because of this, you should have more faith.
因为婚姻就是神所配合的。
Because the marriage is from God.
不要不好意思。
Do not feel embarrassed.
一定要用信心。
You have to have faith.
在婚姻上有信心，你就在婚姻上看见神的恩典。
If you have faith within God, you will see the faith. You will from your marriage.
后来这些青年都知道了。
So all these youth, they understand.
这个就是知识。
This is knowledge.
当他们有了这个知识，
if everyone has this knowledge,
他们就知道在这个世上啊，来靠信心。
They know that in this world they have to rely through faith.
很多人就看见神的恩典。
And many people will see the grace of God.
所以说，信心有德性，然后加上知识。
So you through the faith of goodness and also the knowledge.
让我们更知道说啊，在哪些事上要怎么样来信靠主
？So we can understand within what matters we should rely on God more.
这个就是知识。
This is knowledge.
好，接下来说第六节。
And verse 6.
第六节说，有了知识呢，又要加上节制。
And to knowledge, self-control.
为什么要加上节制
？Why do we have self-control？
因为诸事都要有节制。
Because everything we should have control.
神的恩典虽然是 充充满满、丰丰富富的。
Even though we have abundant God's grace，
但是够用就好。
But we can just have enough. It's just enough.、
如果你说，哎呀，既然这样子，那我就更多更多。
If we thought that, oh, I should ask for more and more.
那你没有用那么多，你求那么多干什么？
And if it is too much for you, why are you asking for more?
那可能我们的心呢、啊，就是已经超出这个范围了。
Then maybe our heart is across the line.
我想要呢，多比别人多一点好的表现。
What I wanted is a little bit more and better than other people.、
哎、那我就比人高一个头了。
Then I am taller than others.
哦，那就不好。
Then it is not a good thing. Then.
这个就没有节制。
This is no self-control.
好事情冲过头也是不好的。
If it is a good thing and it is too much, it's not a good thing.、
哎、所以要加上节制。
So we should have a self-control.、
才不会冲过头。
Then we won't overdose.、
这一项啊是重要的。
This is another very important thing.
有些人就是没有加上节制。
Some of the people, they don't have self-control.
信心也是一种，信心不但是让我们前进，也会让我们刹车。
The faith will make us motivated and move, and they also will make us stop.
好像我们开车一样。
Just like when we're driving.
你不但会刹这个踩油门前进。你还刹车，慢减慢或者停止。
Not only you know how to press the gas and to accelerate, but also you need to know how to slow down and the brakes to stop.
如果不会踩刹车的话，那就发生问题了。
If you don't know how to stop, then it is a problem.
所以说信心呢，也是要加上这个节制。
So with faith, then we also need to have self-control.
我们在知识上长进是很好的。
It is a good thing that we can gain more and more on our knowledge.
但是保罗有一句话我们要记住。
But we should remember what Paul tells us.
知识啊，会叫人自高自大。
Knowledge will make us proud.
你看，我比别人知道的多啊。
Look, I know better than other people.
哎，就会高一个头起来。
So we feel we are better than others.
我们要知道，神是阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
We have to know that God will stop those proud and give grace to all those humbles.
我们要让恩典更丰盛啊，是谦卑而不是高人一个头，不是的。
We should ask for more abundant grace, and we should be humble.
所以要在恩典上长进，那你要学习谦卑。
So we should learn from the grace, then we should be more humble.
那这个节制啊，就是让我们避免我们在信心上骄傲。
And to learn the self-control means that we should not be proud within this faith.
有些人说，哎，这个我信心好，看不起信心不好。
Some of the people said, I have such a good faith. I look down, I despise all those people who are weak.
那就是已经发生这个错误。
Then that he is already on the wrong track.
这个信心，这个因为他的知识啊，冲过头了。
And this faith has already went overboard because of his
不懂得节制。
Because he has no self-control.
所以才会有这种表现。
So he will act out like this.
诸事都要有节制。
Everything that we do, we should have self-control.
能够保守在基督里面，不会冲出去。
We should keep ourselves within the Lord.
这个是节制，
This is self-control, very important.
再下来说，有了节制，又要加上忍耐。
And here's and to self-control, perseverance.
这个信心的功夫，忍耐。
And the patience.
有了节制以后，再来就是要学习这个忍耐。
After we have self-control, we should learn how to be patient.
为什么要节制要加上忍耐？
Why we should have this perseverance?
当一个人呢很热心的时候，一直往前冲的时候。
And when the person who was full of faith and he keep running.
我的脸前面人把他挡住了，后面人拉住他了，这个时候。
If someone block him in the front and pull him in the back,
你不要继续冲了，好了，到这里就好。
Ask him to not run any further.
他一定心里面哇， 会发生。
And he will have this empty in his heart.
对，感觉到，哦。 这个时候就是要学习忍耐。
And he has to learn this perseverance.
在我们信心上，表现上，会碰到这样的事情。
Within the learning of faith, we will encounter this.
那个时候，就是告诉我们，你现在不但节制，你还要加上忍耐。
And that it tells us not only with self-control, we also need to have a perseverance.
如果没有忍耐，
Without perseverance,
就会急躁起来了。
And we will be anxious.
如果有忍耐， 那你就不会急躁起来。
If we have the patience, then we won't be anxious.
所以当一个人在很急躁的时候， 忍耐一下， 忍耐一下啊。
If a person who is very anxious about it, then we ask them to be patient.
这个心呢， 就缓和下来了。
And his heart will be slowed down.
这个忍耐很好。
And it is a good thing.
我们常常知道， 忍耐一下， 忍耐一下。 开始要冲起来，忍耐一下，忍耐一下啊！
Because whenever you feel like your heart is out of control, then you should be patient.
信心会告诉我们说，忍耐一下，忍耐一下。
The faith will tell us we should be perseverance.
那你的信心如果老练的时候，这个忍耐就老练了， 那就感谢神。
If you're more mature about your faith, then you can have more patience.
那个时候我们面对任何事情呢， 不急也不徐，也不会超前，也不会落后。
So at the time when we have this kind of faith, we won't speed up or slow down.
这个就是信心经过考验以后，老练了。
But this is a faith that has a certain maturity level.
所以我们在信心上要这样学习。
So we have to learn this way.
有些人性子很急的。
Some of people, they are really anxious.
一定要在信心上学习忍耐。
They have to learn this perseverance through faith.
慢慢来，慢慢来啊。
You have to slow down.
有些人性情比较容易冲动起来。
Some of the people, they have they cannot control their faith.
雅各书叫我们在信心上学习这种忍耐。
In the book of James, tells us that we should learn this patience.
告诉你说，你要慢慢说。
You should speak slowly.
快快的听。
You should listen quickly.
慢慢的说。
And speak slowly.
慢慢的动怒。
And you can anger, but slowly.
那个叫做忍耐。
This is patience.
一个人呢，冲动起来了。
If a person who lost of control themselves.
急起来了。
If they the urge to something.
听到那对面讲这个话， 急起来了，怎么办？
If they hear other people saying something, they want to speak out too.
这个时候你就要慢慢说。
This time, that's why we should speak slowly.
慢慢说就好了。
If we can speak slowly, that's good.
如果慢不下来啊， 就啪就出来了， 那一定是伤人的话。
If we cannot slow down with our mouth, then whenever we say something, that must be very hurtful.
好像从口里面吐出箭来了。
Just like the arrow coming out from our mouth.
如果慢一下， 把这个箭吞下去啊。
If it is a slow down, then we can swallow this arrow.
然后慢慢的说，说出来的话就不会伤人了。
The words that we speak slowly, it won't hurt as much.
还有慢慢的动怒。
And then we can anger slowly.
慢慢的动怒就没有怒气了。
If we anger slowly, that means we won't be that angry.
信心的忍耐的功夫啊，就有这个好处。
So this skill of the faith, we have such advantages.
当你动怒的时候，
when you are angry,
你就要用信心了。
You will have faith.
信心就告诉你，你慢慢来，慢慢来。
The faith will tell you to slow down.
怒就消了。
And you won't have anger anymore.
当你急着要讲话的时候，
if you rush to say something,
信心告诉你说， 慢慢的说。
The faith told you, slow down, say something.
本来要冲的那个话就没了。
So the words is almost coming out of your mouth.
因为慢下来， 想到了这个话，这个该说的应该这一句就好。
Because when you speak slowly, you will find a better word to say.
就说当说的话就可以了。
And you just need to say something you should say.
这个就是一个忍耐的功夫啊。
And this is the skill of patience.
如果没有信心啊，
without faith,
就慢不下来。
You cannot slow down.
那就好， 会发生错误了。
And then there will definitely will be mistake to be made.
所以呢，要加上忍耐。
And we should add this perseverance.
那么忍耐之后啊，再来就是要加上这个前进。
And after the perseverance, we should add godliness.
当我们忍耐之后
，After we have patience,
我们的心啊就平静下来。
And we can have a calm heart.
当我们心平静下来的时候
，When we calm ourselves down,
神的事情呢就看得清楚了。
We can look clearly God's plan.
神的旨意啊就明白了。
We can understand God's will.
一个人如果心里不平静
，If a person who doesn't have a calm heart,
神的旨意啊是看不清楚的。
You cannot see God's will clearly.
啊，所以呢，我们就会犯错。
So we will make mistake.
就会说出不敬虔的话。
And we will say something ungodly.
就会做出不敬虔的事情。
We will do something ungodly.
那就不是信心的表现。
And this is not the behavior out of faith.
所以当我们有信心的时候
，So when we have faith，
这个时候忍耐下来了
，And we should have patience，
我们心就很平静了
，Our hearts will calm down。
当我们心平静以后，我们就知道说，哦，神的旨意是怎么样
？When we calm our heart ourselves down， and we can see God's will。
我应该说什么样的话
？What we should say？
我应该要有什么样的表现
？What kind of behavior should we act out？
然后我们就可以很容易就做出来了。
And then we can practice it。
表现出那个敬虔的言行出来。
Then we can practice godliness。
那个就是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God。
那就是神所喜悦的。
This is what pleases God。
这个就是信心在恩典上表现出来。
And this is the outcome of the faith comingOut of grace.
那么这种前进呢，是什么样的表现
？What kind of behavior is godliness?
就是荣耀神。
Is to glorify God.
会让得到神的喜悦。
This will please God.
也就是说，我们遵行神的旨意。
Which means that we obey God's.
那这个时候呢，接下来就是加上爱弟兄的心了。
And also we have.We need to love.
也就是爱心的表达，因为我们知道神的旨意是什么。
Because we know the will of God.
神要我们彼此相爱啊。
We know God wants us to love one another.
要我们行爱啊。
To practice love.
这个就是神要我们做的。
This is what God wants us to do.
所以这个时候啊，就神的恩典呢，就会让我们把爱表现出来。
So God's grace will ask us to act out.
这个就是在信心上的一个表现。
This is the our behavior out of faith.
所以信心呢，借着信心来学习，在生活上呢来学习。
Through the faith we can learn, and through daily lives we can learn.
到最后呢，就这个神要我们只有一个，就是爱，我们彼此相爱。
And the only thing that God wants us to do is to love one another.
我们就很容易啊，就可以遵守了。
And then we can obey His will.
就会表现出来。
And then we can have the good deeds.
主耶稣怎么爱我
？How Lord Jesus loved us.
我也是这样来爱弟兄姐妹。
I will also love one another.
我爱人如己。
I love others like loving myself.
主耶稣很爱我。
I know Lord Jesus loved me.
当然我也很爱我自己啊。
So of course I love myself.
不能说主耶稣爱我，我不爱自己吗？
I cannot say that. Can I say, Lord Jesus love me, but I cannot love myself.
当我们知道主耶稣的恩典的时候
，When we understand the grace of Lord，
我们第一个感受到了说主爱我。
The first thing that I feel is that God love me.
那我们清楚主怎么爱我
？And how can he love me？
那主耶稣爱我的第一个目的就是说你要懂得爱自己。
The first thing that God wants us to understand is to we should love ourselves.
爱人如己，你再去爱别人像爱你自己一样。
And then you love others like how you love yourself.
这里现在就可以达到这个目的了。
And then you can reach your goal here.
所以信心从开始啊，从开始，这样一直的学习啊，你学习。
So from the beginning, the faith, how we learn.
加上德性，就是信心呢、啊，就开始有恩典的表现了。
With the goodness, then we will have the behavior of grace.
一个人有信心以后，他就重生的样式了。
If a person have the faith, he will have a new image.
然后在道理上面学习呢，我认识知道了更多了。
And with the words, they learn more knowledge.
更晓得。依靠神
they learn, they understand more to rely on God.
恩典就会恩上加恩啊。
And they will have grace upon grace.
当我们恩上加恩的时候，
and we will have more grace.
我们要记得一个节制。
We have to have self-control.
才不会像，啊，因为人的软弱啊，想要说，哦，我要冲过头了，我要怎么样？
Not because of the weakness of the man, they want to have more and more.
啊，没有节制的话，就会想要跟人家做比较了。
Without the self-control, they want to compare themselves with others.
好像哥林多教会就是这样子啊。
Just like the Church of Corinth.
哦，得到恩典的时候，就跟人家比说，哎，我比你强啊。
When they receive grace, they compare to other churches, saying, "I'm better than you."
就是没有节制。
This is no self-control.
所以保罗写信告诉他们说，诸事都要有节制。
So Paul wrote a letter to them, say, "Everything you should have self-control."
你有恩赐了，你没有节制，你就很喜欢表现，一直表现这样子。
If you have the gift, but you don't have the self-control, you keep act out.
好，所以在教会里面呢，不要有这种表现，要有节制，才不会啊说。一些人，哎呀，怎么那么爱出风头啊？那就不好了。
So within the church, we should also learn from that. So we won't be showing off.
哦啊，然后呢，还要加上这个渐渐的忍耐的功夫。
And also we add to this perseverance.
因为要接受考验。
Because we were facing challenges.
在考验的时候，你就要学习忍耐。
With facing the challenge, you have to learn perseverance.
听到不喜欢听的话怎么办？
What if we hear something that we're not happy about?
那个就是信心要接受考验呢，要生出忍耐的时候来了。
This is when we should practice our perseverance.
啊，遇到不顺畅的事情也是一样。
If we encounter difficulties,
那个就是信心要学习忍耐的时候。
This is when we should learn our patience.
所以说，慢慢的说。慢慢的动怒
，so speak slowly and anger slowly。
啊，这样就学会了，就会老练了啊。
And then we are more mature。
那以后啊，就敬加上这个敬虔。
And in the future, we should add this godliness。
感谢神，一切都是神的恩典。
Thank the Lord, everything is the grace of Lord。
今天能够忍耐，哇，能够得到这么多恩典。
Today I have the patience, I receive so much grace。
这一切荣耀都是归神的。
All the glories is belong to you.
凡事感谢神。
Everything we think give thanks to God.
啊，这个叫敬虔呐。
And this is godliness.
啊，敬虔就是，啊，懂得去爱人，就是敬神爱人的一体两面的表现。
And godliness is the deed that we love men and also love and also fear God.
当我们的信心知道凡事都要感谢神的时候呢，我们就知道。要用神的恩典去爱人了。
When we know that we have received all the grace from God, then we should know, understand to love others with grace.
不但爱弟兄姐妹，也爱众人。
Not only love our brothers and sisters in church, but also other people.
好，所以接下来就是这个爱，在爱的这上头啊，一直的长进。
And then we can grow within this love.
啊，那这个爱的长进呢是没有止境的。
And there is no ending where we can grow in this love.
其他的都到这里就啊、哦，这里就一百分了啊，一百分，但是到了最后，这个爱呢是没有限制的。
Other things maybe you can reach to the highest level, but within love there is no ending.
因为主耶稣的爱是何等长阔高深，是没有办法测量的。
Because the love of Lord Jesus, we cannot measure it. It's so great.
就在这个主基督的爱上头啊，哇，一直的长进，一直到回到天上。
So we should keep grow in this love of Lord Jesus, and until we back to the heavenly kingdom.
就是殷勤的。分外殷勤的在信心上追求长进。
So we can pursue this growth diligently.
要记得啊，在信心上、恩典上追求长进，人是没有可夸的啊。
We should remember this. If we can grow within this grace and diligently pursue after, we should not boast ourselves.
如果我们懂得这样殷勤
，If we understand this diligent.
好，第八节告诉我们。
In verse 8,
看这一节啊，说你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们呢 在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒不结果子了。
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive.
当我们这个信心追求到这个程度，达到这个到了一个程度之后，哇，那就很自然了。
When we pursue our faith, reach to this certain level, everything becomes natural.
啊，很自然就是不断的结果子，越结果子越多，这个。很顺畅的。
Naturally, we bear the fruits, and we keep bearing the fruits.
好像一棵树已经长成了，哇，这每次结果子累累这样子。
Just like a tree, and after it reached a certain mature level, it keeps bearing fruit.
所以第十节呢，告诉我们。
In verse 10.
所以弟兄们，应当啊，更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. Verse 11. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们的目标了。
This is our goal.
所以要更加殷勤。
We should be more diligent.
让我们所得到的恩典呢，坚定不移。
So we can stand firm for the grace.
永远不会跌倒的。
Then we will not fall.
并且呢，能够丰丰富富的。进入永远神的国。
And we will receive this rich welcome into the eternal kingdom.
所以今天呢，我们从信心入门。
So today we talked about the enter from faith.
站在神的恩典上。
We stand above the faith of God.
开始追求长进。
And then we pursue this growth.
一段时间以后。
After a certain amount of time.
我们就会达到这个程度了。
We will reach this level.
老练的程度
mature
对道理很老练的
and then we understand this world
就进入这个结果子的阶段来了
then we enter this phase which we will bear fruit
好像一棵树从小幼苗这样长大长到一个程度以后它开始结果子的
just like a tree when it's a small tree and after a certain amount of time
以后每年都按时结果子
They grow up and they keep bearing fruits.
如果在长成的这个阶段呢，发生问题了。
If it is something happened during this phase,
它不结果子。
They will not bear fruit.
那就没有办法。
And nothing will be done.
所以这一段很重要。
So in the phase of the beginning is very important.
所以人的成长的这个阶段也是很重要。
So it's same as a man.
如果成长这段阶段很正常的话，那么。一生都会正常的。
If the phase of where man grow is normal, then he can bear fruit.
所以说，在孩童的时期，引导他走当行的道，到老都不会偏离的。
So if we can guide our kids, walk on the right path, so at the end, they will not leave this departed from this path.
所以我们从初信的时候，这个很重要，这个阶段很重要。
So when they first believe, this faith is very important.
当我们有了信心之后，开始追求长进。
When we have the faith, we should pursue growth.
达到一个程度了，长大成人了。
After we reach a certain level, it become adult.
那就正常，按时结果子了。
And they will bear fruit.
一直到丰丰富富的进入神的国。
Until they reach to the kingdom of God.
所以说，我们要在信心上，主的恩典上。殷勤，更加殷勤。
And then we should be diligent within the faith and also God's grace.
让我们可以结出满满的果子，进入神的国。
So we can bear more and more fruit and enter the kingdom of heaven.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
183首。
183。
Oh, my love.
We're about to pray.
我们已经知道怎么样在恩典上追求长进。
We all knew that how we can pursue growth, abound faith.
就是要在信心上殷勤。
So that we have to be diligent with our faith.
人总是有一些软弱。
And as a mankind, we all have our own weakness.
信心呢，就是要解决我们软弱的问题。
Faith is the something can solve our problem.
如果不是在信心上追求长进
，If we cannot pursue upon within faith,
我们很难成功。
Then we cannot be successful.
有的殷勤了一段时间，就又懒惰下来。
Some of the people can be diligently for a certain amount of time, but become lazy afterward.
只要我们信心坚固那就没有问题。
If we can stand firm within our faith, then everything will be fine.
会像圣经上所说的。
Just like what the Bible tells us.
奔跑不会疲乏。
That we can run without being tired.
行走呢也不会困倦。
We can walk without feeling tired.
会如鹰展翅上腾